You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Cyclone Gabrielle knocked out communication networks across parts of the North Island, and there have been calls that the communication network across Aotearoa is not up to standard to deal with disasters of this scale. Dr. Ulrich Speidel is a senior lecturer at the University of Auckland, and he shares his thoughts on the current state of communication networks across Aotearoa. I started by asking him why Cyclone Gabrielle knocked out so many communication networks.
Mainly two reasons. So the first thing that affected about 80% of the cell phone sites in particular was the power got knocked out. So a lot of power lines either got washed away or had trees falling on them and that sort of thing. The second reason that affected about 20% of outages and quite a lot of outages on the sort of fixed internet was the fact that fiber optic cables in particular got damaged. So they generally tend to run in the ground or along power poles, and again, slips took some of them out. And there's one in particular that sort of went north of Gisborne up to East Cape that got taken out in three different places. And these cables basically provide the backhaul from the cell sites. So they're literally the cables that connect the cell sites into the wider telephone network and internet. And obviously when they get disrupted, then the cell site can't get you anywhere.
Yeah. And are the communication networks in Aotearoa up to standard, given our vulnerability to natural disasters?
Well, as we've just seen, as a very quick resounding answer, no. One of the biggest things that was actually problematic in this is that most of the cell sites we've seen aren't really able to keep operating for a particularly long time if mains power fails, and that was a big issue because not only are cell phones something that we use on a daily basis, it's also now, especially in the rural areas, the main means of communication for the emergency services, so they don't have their own radio networks anymore outside the big cities. That, of course, meant that all the disaster response was delayed again. And then because the power outages affected a lot of the rural remote sites that weren't actually accessible by road anymore at that point, they had to fly generators in with helicopters, and then they had to use even more helicopter time in order to go and refuel them. And that was quite challenging in an environment where, of course, helicopters were also required for search and rescue and relief missions and all of this sort of thing. And not only was the lack of communication hindering the rescue and recovery effort, but the attempts to restore it also put a large drain on the resources that were available. And as we've seen both in Northland and, out in Te Awhiti, Hawke's Bay and so on, in Te Awhiti in particular, there's the Hikurangi subduction zone just outside, offshore, so the water could have actually come from the other side. So it's something that we should have known about and that we should have been prepared for. So a short answer, no, it wasn't up to standard, and there's some thinking that needs to be done now.
And what needs to be done to ensure these large-scale blackouts don't occur in future disasters?
A two-pronged approach. So the first one is we need to make sure that those cell sites are able to operate without mains power for extended periods of time. And by extended periods of time, so far the design standard is to basically make them work for about the time that it takes the contractor to go and get the power line fixed, but that's under normal circumstances. So we probably want to have an increasing number of cell sites now that will be entirely autonomous as far as the power is concerned. So we'll need to make sure that there's either a little wind turbine up there or that there's enough solar panels in order to make them operate for extended periods of time without anyone having to go there. And that is possible, but it does cost a little bit of money. So the second thing that we need is, since we've seen that the backhaul fiber cables are prone to failure, and cyclones especially, when there's slips, and we'd be seeing the same, I guess, if there were earthquakes or tsunami or something like this, with bridges getting washed away. So I think we also need to look at alternative ways of backhaul. So, satellite's an option, microwave backhaul is an option, where you have a directed microwave link to another site that then sort of links into the core network somewhere else. So there are options to do this, but that takes a little bit of planning, it takes a little bit of rolling out, and it's not going to come particularly cheap. But then again, not having communication in a disaster like this is particularly expensive, as we've just found out.
That was Dr. Spidel on Communication Networks after Cyclone Gabriel.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.